Hey there, it is Sean Klitzner, and welcome to another edition of Guess Who I Met in Hollywood. It is a show that documents the actual encounters I've had when meeting celebrities. Today's episode tells a story of when I met Kelly Clarkson. Oh, what a story. But first, the stars had to align perfectly. So here's how it happened. When I was in college at the University of Miami, I began working heavily in the entertainment industry. You know, I was lucky enough to have enough scholarship money where my job could be trying my hand at stand-up comedy, being an extra on film sets, or working as production assistants on commercials and whatnot. So I got the real-life hands-on experience, and it was great. My older brother Adam had graduated from college and was doing the same down in Miami. He had moved back home and was trying his hand in that crazy, crazy industry. He got really into the extra work on movies taking place in Miami, so he would constantly be called just to be one of those extras in the background and whatnot. And of course, as you are on these sets, you get to meet people. And not just stars. I mean, you get to meet just people who are doing what you're doing. Filmmakers, people from Hollywood who are coming in and doing this. And he enjoyed it. He loved it. The biggest movie he was part of was a Matt Damon and Greg Kinnear movie called Stuck on You. The smallest movie he ever worked on, well, we'll get to that. The thing about Adam, though, was that whatever he did in life and whatever he's done since in life, he's always just so liked by people around him. He's very low drama, always there for a positive, good time. So much so that a lot of times, even on these movie sets, he had become friends with the people behind the scenes, people from Los Angeles, local people who were hired to do it as well. So this led to even more opportunities for him in the industry. Now, eventually, Adam ended up moving on from that world for a while, but not before getting invited to one of the most random parties of his life. Now that you know my brother, let me introduce to you Kelly Brianne Clarkson. Born April 24th, 1982, Kelly always had her heart set on being a singer. Opportunities came her way in the form of record contracts. She really focused on having control of her brand and her independence. Now, you may recognize Kelly Clarkson more recently from the hit show The Voice, where she coached and won 3 out of 4 seasons that she's been on. She continued her role as a personality, hosting the Billboard Music Awards in back-to-back years, and then eventually she got her own show, which she has now, The Kelly Clarkson Show. It's currently on television. She's topping her plate off with voice acting roles in movies like Trolls World Tour and a Las Vegas residency in 2020. Her career has transcended, and it doesn't look to stop. But her claim to fame and what started this all and what she may still be best known for is being the winner of the first season of American Idol in September of 2002. She beat out Justin Guarini to take the title, launching not only her incredible singing career, but actually the American Idol brand itself. They weren't sure if it was going to be a hit show in America. It was a hit show in the UK, but her winning, she really became the face of that brand. And of course, the show took off and is what it is today. That is what she is best known for. Now, usually you don't recognize what someone is least known for, but in Clarkson's case, I'm going to make an exception. Kelly Clarkson is least known for her starring role in the movie From Justin to Kelly. This was a love story musical made on the heels of Kelly beating Justin on American Idol. And also, she had a very close relationship with him at the time. The movie was meant to make Justin and Kelly movie stars on top of singers. Now, as they went on to shoot the movie and then eventually go off on their own careers, they ended up breaking up whatever relationship they had had. It wasn't official. Maybe they were trying to keep it under wraps, but it wasn't like a very well-known mainstream story that they were taking on. So although Justin and Kelly were the stars of this motion picture, if you watch the movie back, you can pick out a specific actor who was an extra in nearly every scene of the movie. He's constantly wherever the camera is pointed at, and although not in focus, he was always there. But as I saw this movie when it was in theaters on the big screen, true, it was released, It was so apparent. Maybe that's, of course, because the movie was shot in Miami, and that extra was my brother Adam. And that's where our story begins. Like I said before, Adam was always liked on these sets. He was easygoing and fun to be around, so it's no surprise that when they were done shooting this movie, he was invited to the wrap party. So that's basically the end of the shooting party. Everybody gets together, cast, crew, whoever worked on the film. Usually, extras aren't invited to this because there's so many extras, it would be just one gigantic party. But if you had some sort of relationship, like my brother did, then sometimes you do get invited. You were part of the movie itself. And he was there almost every day of the shooting. The crew loved him as well. He also had a plus one for the event. Now, since I was in college in Miami, he asked if I wanted to go, and of course, I said yes. So the party took place February 15th, 2003, and there's a reason I know this, which you'll find out. All right? I remember that we showed up to the address given to us. It was in South Beach, and there was nothing there. It was just me and my brother. Nobody was around. There was a couple doors that led to, I guess, businesses, but it skipped over that exact number we were trying to get at. And this was before the days of everybody having just a cell phone that told you exactly where every single thing was. So we had like Google Maps and like carrying around like papers of the invitation and you've got to do this. So we end up like realizing that there's like a little alley. Now, neither one of us wanted to go down it. It looked completely sketchy. And we're like, well, it's got to be one of these other doors. So we're knocking on the door, nothing, knocking on the next door, nothing. Like, I guess we go down the alley, you know, whatever the number was. Let's say it was like we had to show up at 1307. It went from 1306, 1308, 1309. Like, it just skipped 1307. So I'm like, let's go. And this was his thing as well. So I was really there to support him. So, you know, I wanted to make sure we at least, before heading home and doing nothing, we at least tried every avenue or every alley. So we go down the alley. I remember it being maybe the size of a door, maybe even smaller, like so sketchy, pee on the floor. I mean, that's what I remember. Maybe a cat ran by at one point. So anyway, we get to the end and there's like a little passageway that led to a gigantic outdoor area in the middle. Like, you couldn't see it from anywhere. You had to literally go down this one alley to see it. And there's a bouncer there with a list. I believe we probably were the first maybe 2 to 5 people there. Like, we started this party. We got there when the invitation said to show up. We didn't really know what fashionably late was. It was Adam and I. The bouncer with the list asks for our names, and a piece of me is like, for the love of God, please don't be on the list. I just want to know what this thing is so I can ask him, like, why aren't we on the list? What is this? But we were, so we knew we were in the right place, all right? Unless, for some reason, my brother was on some other list with a plus one that we ended up at, but we were pretty confident at that point. We were just incredibly early, which is why we saw nobody going down the alleyway. So we're in there, and open bar. I'm underage, so I actually didn't drink. Believe it or not, I did not have a drink. And we're, you know, my brother got a drink, and we're just kind of just hanging there. Nobody else is there. And then one by one, crew members come, you know, some of the smaller actors were there. And my brother knows everybody, so they see Adam. He's a comfort for them walking into a party. So it ended up being the perfect thing that we got there first because we saved everybody else's awkwardness. We were just the first awkward ones. And we hung out and chatted, caught up a little bit. So as the night goes on, next thing you know, you look around, everybody's there, including Justin Guarini and Kelly Clarkson. I'm talking to my brother and I go, you know, that's Kelly Clarkson over there. Like, she just won American Idol. She's arguably one of the biggest stars right now on television, music. I mean, all eyes are on her. What's she going to do? Everybody voted her. American Idol was a success. Do I go say hello to her? Like, do I go talk to her? Like, that's cool. I'm a single guy in college. Why not? Let me go, you know, go mingle with Kelly Clarkson. And so I did. So I walked over. She happened to be at the bar talking to somebody, and I timed it perfectly. so that as the conversation was coming to an end, and I noticed it was like one of those, she didn't know who the person she was talking to was. So I walk over to her and I said, "Hey, Kelbell, what's up?" And she goes, "Hi, do I know you? Did you work on the film?" I go, "No, actually, my brother over there, he was one of the extras and he had made friends with people." And she's like, "Oh, yes. I saw him like every day on the set." I was like, "Yeah, so he invited me to come. You know, I go to University of Miami around the corner." And she goes, "Oh, that's really cool. So, you know, what's up?" And I was like, "Well, nothing. You're like one of the biggest stars right now." She goes, "I know." She goes, "I don't believe it right now. I don't feel it. You know, we're on these sets." And again, you know, it makes sense because I go back. She's had opportunities and she's kind of been in control. So even though this was a gigantic thing, I don't think she had had time to really process what was happening to her. Or she didn't, you know, she didn't release an album at that point. She didn't really have the fame of walking down the street being stopped everywhere she went. She was a star, but she wasn't as big as, of course, she had become over the next couple of years. So she was just really down to earth and really normal and cool. And the next thing you know, I realized I had been talking to Kelly Clarkson for like 45 minutes. And we were just joking about nothing. I mean, we were essentially, I guess, flirting. You know, I don't know any better. You know, I'm in college. Yeah. So I'm like really not the most most smooth individual. And, you know, I'm not seeing signs at this point either. But I'm sensing like this is going pretty well. You know, like she's a cool girl. Like, I don't know, maybe I should ask for her number. But that's weird. In my head, I'm going, no. You want to be in the industry. You don't ask for somebody's number. That's creepy, right? That's like, what do you want from me? And so I said, you know, I've enjoyed chatting with you. And before I could say anything else, she said, "Let me get your number. Kelly Clarkson asked for my number." And I was like, "But let's do it in like a cool way, you know?" I was like, "I don't want to like just give you my number. That's so cheesy." So I took out, like, tried to find pen and paper. There was a pen on the bar and I took out a dollar. And I said, "Okay, here's what we're going to do." I defaced the dollar. I put my name on it. I put my number. I said, "I don't want like people looking, watching you take down my number. So what if I take this dollar bill, my number's on it. I'll walk over about 15 feet away. And I'll just walk over to you and I'll slip you the dollar like we're doing some sort of like underground crazy deal." And she looked at me just completely deadpan and she said, "I'm in." So I walk over 15, 20 feet, whatever it was. And I'm like looking around, like waving to nobody. Nobody's really even watching us at this point. And, you know, I approach her and I have the dollar in my, you know, two fingers and I kind of slip it to her. I was like, "What's up? You good?" She's like, "Yeah, I'm good." She takes the dollar, puts it in her pocket. And I turn back. I go, "Look, it was awesome meeting you. You're really cool. And hopefully I get to chat with you again soon." And she was like, yeah, I hope so too. Now, after I had given her my number, I told her, I said, "You know, I know you're not going to call me." And she goes, "Why wouldn't I call you?" I said, "Because that's how this works. You know, you take my number, you're nice, but you're never going to call me." And she said, "Sean, I'm going to call you. I asked for your number." I was like, "All right, we'll see." And it still was playful. It wasn't like this call out or anything, but I was convinced. I was convinced I was going to get the call. And that was it with Kelly. At that point, you know, she had walked around and then, of course, she's talking to everybody. So I never got to reconnect with her after that. I did, however, meet Justin Guarini. And in the conversation, we had what was one of the most helpful talks from somebody who was just on the cusp of possible fame. And of course, he had moved on to different things as well. But he had single-handedly helped me have success later on in my career. And then years later, I would find myself successful because of that advice. And then because of that success, I found myself face to face with him once again in this crazy full circle connection with the guy. Those details with Guarini, it's a great story. That's for another episode. So back to Kelly Clarkson, 45 minute talk. She's now off. I'm off. It's getting late. My brother and I, we take off. I head back to my dorm. And I told the story to my roommate and my best friend in college. And both of them just looked at each other and was like, yeah, that didn't happen. I mean, they knew me well enough. They're like, yeah, that's bullshit. That didn't happen, dude. And I'm like, I'm telling you, man, she's going to call me. Like, she's totally going to call me. I don't have her number, so I can't, like, do anything. I'm like, but she's going to call me, man. I could not wait for Kelly Clarkson to call me because she had said she was going to call. And to prove my buddies wrong, I couldn't wait to see the look on their face. The hours turned to days, turned to weeks, turned to months, and I never received a call from Kelly Clarkson. And, you know, the one part of the story I just don't remember is what phone number I gave her. I am like 95% sure it was my cell phone number. Because why wouldn't I have given her my cell? But back then, it just was a weirder time. Maybe I gave her my dorm room number. It just didn't make sense to me to do that. But maybe over time, I recall the story and that little tidbit as wanting to change it from my cell to my dorm, which is why I never got the call, because she called when I wasn't there. We didn't have voicemail. So I think my own ego has changed the story, but I'm pretty sure it was my cell phone. She never called. My phone number is currently on a dollar bill somewhere in this world. She may still have it. She may have spent it. Or maybe the sheer fact that I was talking to Justin Guarini and they were still, you know, kind of an item, or it was awkward or something, played into it. And she saw me talking to him, or he saw me talking to her. So who knows? Who knows what happened? I still don't have those answers. Fact is, I lost a dollar that day. But I do have something that I take away from that day. I have a picture. Kelly Clarkson and I took a picture on one of those, like, remember the old, like, Kodak disposable cameras? We took a picture, still have the photo. Our faces are sweaty as we are outdoors the whole night, and they're pressed up against each other as if we had known each other forever. The photo has the date printed in the corner as well, which is how I knew the exact date. It was a day after Valentine's Day. Years will have gone by, and there was one other opportunity in my life where I got to possibly meet Kelly Clarkson. And I've been waiting for that moment because I'd love to just see if she remembers. She probably doesn't. I mean, come on. There's no way. It wasn't that special. I remember it because she ended up being a superstar. Also, I'm psychotic and remember everything for some reason. It's a curse. However, the one time I had the possible opportunity, it happened so quick, and I just was not able to get in front of her. Of course, it was years later. She is a global superstar, and if you want to talk to her, you talk to five people before even getting to her. However, I did see her from afar chatting with people, and she did not lose that down-to-earth, good old-fashioned connection that she has with people. She's one of the best at doing it. And that, I believe, is what has helped her with her career, is just that she is probably incredibly easy to work with and down to earth. That is my true story of meeting Kelly Clarkson. If you ever want to see the picture, simply just reach out and ask. I'd be more than happy to show it to you if I see you in person. And thank you so much for listening to another episode of Guess Who I Met in Hollywood. And I will see you next time.